Hello, Anya.
Hello, Aoife.
So, what do you want to talk about today? I'm thinking, ooh, new year. That awful word. Resolutions.
I like the way you say that. Huh? So I like the way you say that.
Do you, I'm trying to put these earphones on me. What?
Resolving.
Resolutions. Do you do that?
Yes.
Do you make New Year's resolutions?
I do, but do I keep them? No.
No.
Does anybody?
No. Well, maybe. I don't. Every new year, I say I'm going to have a very tidy house. I'm going to be skinny and I'm going to be fit. My house, I'm married 15 years. I'm getting fatter every year. My house is getting messier. And I'm about as healthy as, I don't know, this River Liffey. I could sit in the couch for hours eating biscuits and spilling buckets of coffee down my throat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do need to get some sort of a routine. So I do have New Year's resolutions, but they're practical ones and they're good ones and they're very doable ones. Have you?
I do. I like this year now, but I do this every year. I plan on the same as you. I kind of say I'm going to be more organised in my life. I'm going to lose weight as well. Every year. Every single year.
And how long does it take before you go back to old habits? Would you get through the whole of January?
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all. I find
it's very hard.
Because I think January in general is a very depressing month. No, it is. Because yeah. I tell you what, everyone finds it hard in January because we have this mad spend at Christmas and then January comes and nobody has any money, especially if you get paid at the end of the month until the very end of January. So you've all
overdosed on sugar as well.
You've overdosed on sugar. You're depressed because the excitement of Christmas is over. And it's just like this wind down to him. The kids are back in school and it's just like,
It's still dark, cold. It's still raining.
And it's actually darker and it's colder. And it's just, I hate January. January is like the most depressing month of the year for me.
Yeah. And then February and Valentine's Day and you feel all loved up and everything again.
Well, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day, really. We did one year. We just don't do it. Like, I just, like, you know, we used to kind of use the excuse, we don't buy into that or anything. But you know what it is? It's just we're both lazy. We're both lazy.
But it's a man's thing, really. I don't think girls should have to buy stuff for Valentine's Day.
But you see, when I say that to my husband, he'd be like, it's all about women. Like, you know,
yeah, no, it is. Yeah. But it is all about women.
Yeah.
If it wasn't, then women would be proposing to men. Men are supposed to show appreciation and romance to women on Valentine's Day. Anyway, let's go. That's another show.
Yeah.
So this January, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set my alarm half an hour earlier in the morning and I'm going to obey it for a change. I'm going to get up when my alarm goes and I'm going to get dressed before I leave my bedroom. And I'm going to wash my face and my teeth before I go downstairs. And I'm going to make sure the kids do all the same. And we're going to get structure in our day. Our day just kind of falls one part into the next part into the next part into the next part, and there's not much. There is structure. I have got a bit of a grasp on the different events that will happen throughout the day in the household, but we can get lazy. We can have lazy mornings. Now I'm going to set my alarm. I'm going to get up earlier. The kids are going to get up earlier. We're going to get our chores done. You know, everybody's getting dressed before they leave the bedroom, because once the kids come down their bedroom in their pajamas, they just don't go back up again. And you're shouting, you're saying, come on, let's get dressed. Come on, let's get dressed. Did you brush your teeth? Did you wash your face? No, you didn't. Show me your teeth. They're not clean. Go back up and do them. So you do away with all of that lark. And so that means I'm going to be less shouting in the morning and I'm going to be more calm. We're going to get up. We're going to say our prayers. We're going to have our breakfast and then we're going to do our chores. So I'm hoping to have the house in some sort of order before 9 o'clock in the morning.
Right, yeah.
And I know it is possible. And if I can get the kids into this kind of mindset, it'll become habit for them and it'll just become routine. And then the day will go a little bit more smoothly after that. I'm going to read more to them. I'm going to read them good, wholesome books that might inspire them. Do you know history books or books on something that will spark a bit of interest in their soul to better themselves? But good stories with a good under message. Do you know, something that's going to teach them something. Proper stories. I'm not going to give them crap.
Do you do routine charts? Because that's the only time I'm ever really the perfect mother.
What's routine charts?
Like a chart, like a reward chart.
No, I don't. I don't like them.
Do you know what? Now, I don't like them myself, but they do give you a structure if you want it. But I only ever do them for a few weeks and then I'm like, get lazy again.
Is that a reward chart or do you have your routine like 9 o'clock breakfasta?
No, 10 o'clock. Sorry, not like that. Like, you know, on my reward chart, right, what I was doing was I was putting, say, so for Avian, I'd say for her, get up out of bed, brush teeth, get dressed, make your bed, right? And then we'd have lunch, maybe put the dishes in the dishwasher, put the delf away, stuff like that. Bedtime, brush your teeth, wash your face, blah, 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 tidy up. Just little chores on them, kind of little things that they have to do. Homework, you know, stuff like that all the way through the day. And I do write on it as well, make sure you have lots of fun. Like, that's one of the things they have to do is have fun.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't mean they have to do, but I always put that on it.
Because yeah. Darn, we forgot to have fun. Because we won't get a star.
No, but you know what I mean? I don't want to. Because I hate routine. I hate the charts anyway, because it's like, we are having fun. We are jamming.
Yeah.
You can probably edit that out, guys. Maybe leave it in. Oh, did you just snort like a pig?
Yeah.
We probably get away with that anyway.
Is this your New Year's resolution?
No, I'm just saying the only time I've been like that, like what you're saying, is like, you know, get up to get the kids up, say the prayers, get them ready, get the teeth done, you know, have that routine set in place. The only time I'm good at, you know, making that plan is when I have that on the wall and the kids are getting their smiley faces for it.
Oh, right.
Okay. But otherwise, my kids kind of just go off, like, you know, if they don't, like, when they see that, they're kind of going, I'm doing well. It works for them.
Yeah.
But then we kind of get lazy then. Do you know what I mean?
But I want to instill in them that this is the routine. This is your structure of your day.
Yeah.
You don't come downstairs in your pajamas. You don't wander around in your pajamas for hours and hours. When you eat, you don't spend half an hour eating a bowl of cereal, then have a little play and then say, oh, I think I'll have toast now. Do you know, I want them to kind of get into a routine of, this is what I do with this part of the day, and then I do this, 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 and then this happens, and this is it. Do you know, I want them to have structure in their day. And I think if we start off good, like getting up early in the morning, and I wake them all up, because recently, of late, they're kind of sleeping a bit later in the mornings. But sure, so am I, myself. I could leave the baby in the bed. She sleeps the latest. So we could leave her in the bed. I'm going to get them all up. I'm going to get them all dressed. Well, no, they're going to get themselves dressed. They're going to put their clothes in the wash basket. They're not going to leave their underwear in their pyjama bottoms.
My kids have a wash basket in their room and yet everything just manages to go on the floor. And then some days you go in and they decide, you know, they take it a top. They want to wear it. They have it on for 5 minutes. Oh no, I don't like this top.
It goes back in the wash.
It goes into the wash basket as opposed to back in the wardrobe. And
do you know what tells me mad? I remember, right, I'm very angry telling this story. I remember I was thinking, oh God, I can't believe I have so much washing. I emptied that basket yesterday and the basket was really high, like it was like 2 foot over the basket, and the basket was massive. And I felt like crap, and I was thinking, oh, it's going to take me 3 loads of washing to empty that, and I only emptied it last night, and why is it so full? So anyway, there I was taking the sheets and the towels off the top of it, and I find a lid on the top of the basket. They didn't even take the lid off the basket.
They just shoved all the stuff on top.
Put the clothes into the basket. That's how lazy they are.
I know.
I flipped. But they didn't do it anymore.
Are you a screamer? I'm a screamer now.
I call.
No, you don't. You're a screamer. Don't be pretending that you're nice on the radio.
No, I do sometimes.
On the podcast.
Sometimes I shout.
Jamie, the radio.
I call louder. But that's another thing I'm going to stop doing. I'm going to stop shouting. And I've actually got pretty good. I did it for Lent.
Yeah.
I came shouting for Lent and it was really good. Everything. I found the kids respond to you better if you don't shout. You know, can you do that, please? Can you do that, please? Or instead of saying, where are you? I could say, I just call out, does anybody know where Tomas is? Like hoping, and Tomas say, oh, I'm just over here, Mommy. I say, oh, that's grand. I was wondering where you were. Come on back down here now. Instead of saying, where are you? You're supposed to be sitting at that table. Where's your work done? Da-da-da-da-da. So that's another New Year's resolution, because I kind of got out of that habit again. And I found if I don't shout, they don't shout.
Yeah, as well. You see, I just we're in a bungalow, particularly my eldest two have selective hearing. Like literally, I could be in the car with them, and I would be saying something. Let's say they did something that they shouldn't have done that morning. Like for instance, I might be like, just for an example, talking about the washing. You know, I put that wash basket in your room for a reason. Do you understand that you have to use the wash basket as opposed to the floor? And the two of them would be having a full blown conversation. Like Liam would be saying, "Oh, Aveen, did you see what happened today with, you know, whatever, one of the things in school or whatever, you know?" And I'd be just like, "Hello." So, and that really ticks me off.
Yeah.
I'm ignoring kids.
Well, do you know, and I think it's very important to pick your battles as well with kids. Because, I mean, my son, he's not hard work. He's a little dote. He's a great fella and I'm very fond of him. He's great fun. Real spirited little fella. He's wild, real wild. Like, we never have a minute's peace. He has the house wrecked. He's always breaking windows. And
how old is he?
13.
Yeah, 13. You see, yeah. My 7-year-old is like that now.
Yeah, no, my 8-year-old is like that as well. Yeah. And my 10-year-old and my 11-year-old and my 4-year-old. All my boys are like that. They're all like that. But this 13-year-old would be particularly hard work. He's the house destroyed. He's always breaking windows. You know, he plays hurling. We have a tiny house. It's smaller than this room. And he'd be there with his hurley and a slitter, banging stuff off the wall as if it's a hurling wall down the club. Anyway, he'd be the fella that... He's a good heart. He's very good, very kind, very gentle with the children. But he has me heart broke with regard to housework. He just leaves everything everywhere. So I say I felt I was giving out to him an awful lot. And he was getting upset and I was getting upset. And it wasn't doing either of us any favours. And we were drifting apart. And I was saying, well, I have to sort something out here. So I started to pick my battles. Everything is much easier. You know, I go up to his room the other day. Came in from school. And... his bag was in the hall. Our hall is tiny. It's only about 3 foot wide. So dropped his bag in his hall, took off his coat, dropped it on the ground beside the bag, took off one shoe at the bottom of the stairs, took off the other shoe in the kitchen, and then made a cup of tea, left the tea bag on the counter, left the milk, loads of spilt everywhere, and then went in and got a biscuit and sat down. And I was looking at him and I was saying, how do I tackle this now? I wanted to shake him. I wanted to shout at him. But it was really good. I just took a step back and I said, Liam, do you remember you said you wouldn't leave your bag there? Remember you said that you wouldn't do that? He goes, oh yeah, I'll move that now. Do you know what? Instead of me shouting at me, so he moved it. And I says, oh yeah, did you hang your coat in the press? He goes, oh no, I'll get that now. Now it's no big deal. And I saying, oh, you had a cup of tea. Yeah. Did you have a good day? And then he said, yeah. And he knew I was looking. And I was saying, oh, I just knew because the tea bag is still here and the milk is still here. So I just knew you made a cup of tea. And he's like this, all right. And he's looking at me and I'm looking at him. So we didn't fight. And then he got up and he put away whatever, his tea bag. And then he went back to his biscuit. And so I didn't mind him having his biscuit, but we didn't have a fight. And that could have been so much different. That could have been so much worse. I could have said, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of you leaving your bag there. Where's your coat? Why? Who put your coat there? Why is your coat there? There's one shoe. Where's the other shoe? You're going to be losing them tomorrow. Do you know, if you just say little conversations, then he doesn't get upset saying, oh, you're always giving out to me. I just want a cup of tea. I'm having a biscuit. Do you know? Because that's not what his response be. And then I kind of made a joke out of it and I said, come on, Liam. And he's like this, oh, I know. And he throws his eyes up to heaven. Do you know?
Do you find, with the likes that instance, like, if you were to play that over and over and over and over again, though, if you were to do that real kindly every day, that's the thing that drives mad, that you have to keep on doing it. Do you know that kind of,
yeah, no, but I will have to keep on doing it because he did it again today,
really. And you have to,
and I had to say,
so until it settles in,
I'd say, does anybody know who owns that chair, that bag there? And Liam says, you know, it's mine. And I'd say, right, come on. And he'd pick it up. Do you know,
maybe try, here's a little thing you could do, because this works for the likes of Avian and just work for the girls, you know. And I find with the, you know, the, it's not a, like, it's not necessarily a reward chart. What I say, if they get so many smiley faces, they'll get something nice.
Yeah.
And it might not necessarily be within the week, it could be 2 weeks. So if you did that with him, it might work that when he sees that there's something good going to come out of it.
But I'm not going to reward him.
No, no,
see,
I know.
I want to give him rewards for doing what he should be doing anyway.
I had that in my head as well.
Yeah.
But it's good for the routine. And I would say to him, you don't actually deserve, we don't actually get rewarded for doing those things. This is just to get you into the routine of doing it. And then eventually, because they're getting a payoff, they're kind of going, oh yeah, you know. And then eventually I decided, well, no, the payoff is that you're able to do that for yourself.
And then there's consequences to not behaving. And it doesn't mean a fight. Like, he was going to a match night and he says, oh, my match is on out. And he says, we're not going to that match. And I just walked away. I was like, well, what do you mean I'm not going to my match? And I said, no, no, you really disrespected me the other day. Do you remember? And I said, well, that's the end of it. And he's like, and I just walk away. Because it's not up for discussion. And that's very hard because he wants to go to the match. And I wanted him to go to the match. But
yeah,
he had to. And he was so sorry. And he was so crying. And I saying, I know, but we're not, next time we'll go.
That's a big...
And it's just not discussed. It's not up for discussion. Yeah. I made this decision based on your behaviour, your disrespect. And you knew that this was going to happen, but you didn't think it was going to follow through. And now it has. So he does. And sometimes I can remind him of that. I can even remind him of that sometimes now. I'd say, Liam, do you know, we don't speak to our parents like that.
Yeah. But you see, that's all to do with...
And then he'd say, oh, sorry.
Letting your no mean no and your yes being yes.
But it's about not shouting as well.
Yeah.
I'm not shouting because this isn't an argument. I'm not going to have a fight with you. So it's not a discussion. I don't want to fight with you.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you this is what... Are you ready for the match? We're not going to the match. Yeah. And then walk away.
That works with Avian as well, funny enough that you say that.
It works with all my kids.
You know, at the end of the day, there's actions and there's consequences. So you decide what action you're going to take. But you choose carefully because you might not like the consequences. So there can be good or bad consequences.
But it's not a punishment because I don't punish them. I just say, it's that's okay. You don't have to do that. And we're not going there. And then he'll remember. But he'll remember that the next time as well. Next time there's something coming on. I mean, you get nice things when you do good things. But if you treat your parents badly and you speak to them not very well, that might upset them. You won't get nice things from your parents. So he was depending on me to do something, but I wasn't going to do something for him after he spoke to me in such a manner. So I was like, I understand you're upset, but you're not going. And I just kept him walking away. And he was like, this, what do you mean I'm not going? This is, you know, they're depending on me. No, I've told them you're not going. It's okay. What do you mean you told them I'm not going? And I said, you're not going.
Yeah,
but I told you, if we're not going.
Had you have backed up on that and said, okay, go on, you can go,
it would have happened again.
Yeah, and again and again.
I know, but it still does happen. It does happen as well, Anya. And there is sometimes I'd have to
say... It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah. And then he'd say, well, can I have that? It might be something like, everybody's getting a pack of crisps and he's not getting a packet. Why aren't you getting a packet? Because you spoke to me very badly today. But, oh, yeah, sorry about that. That's okay. But you're still not getting the packet.
And
he'd say, I said sorry. And I says, I know, yeah, I accept your apology. Thanks. Yeah. And he'd say, okay, can I have the crisps? No, you can't.
Yeah, you see, because they have to.
And that's very hard. That's hard on him as well. And it's hard on the parent because I want to give him the crisps because it would make my life much easier. He wouldn't be sad and sulking. But the whole thing is I'm not shouting at him. I'm giving him short answers and I'm walking away.
No discussion.
There's no discussion. Yeah. No, there's no discussion. Everybody got a pack of crisps. He did that too. And I say, you know, I don't get into discussion. Can I just have one? No, you can't.
Yeah, you see,
you know, it's short answers and walk away. And it's hard to walk away because sometimes, well, I think it's very important to walk away, to actually move your legs, to go somewhere else. Because if you don't, you get stuck in the one spot and that's when you get stuck in a discussion.
Yeah.
So he's kind of saying, no, we're not going there today. I'm sorry.
It's hard parenting. There's no right or wrong.
But it's love. I do it because I love him. And I do it because I want what's best for him. And I do it because I want him and me to have a good relationship. And I don't want to fight with him. I don't want to shout with him. So this new year, I'm going to put that back into action because it does work. Short things. I'm very sorry. We're not going there. What do you mean we're not going there? You know, you were very disrespectful to me. We're not going. Yeah. And that'll disappoint him, disappoint me, and then it'll be done with. And then the lesson will be learned by him and by me. And by keeping my voice down, I'm not fighting.
Yeah, you see, I find the hardest times with my kids is generally the mornings and the school run. Getting them up out of the bed and, you know, that's the hardest time. So maybe that'll be my little New Year's resolution this year. Find a better way of dealing with the mornings. But I'm looking forward to, in fairness, I have a bungalow.
Yeah.
So when it's bedtime for the kids, they hear everything. So the telly and all goes off, but they keep coming out, you know yourself.
Yeah.
And... you know, you can, at the end of the day, we all try these different things. Like the reward charts do work and then they stop working. Like, you know, that's, you kind of just.
Or the to-do list works really well.
Have you done
a to-do list?
I do that on my reward chart. That's what I was saying.
Oh, sorry. Right.
So I'd say, here's what you have to do.
That's really good. And she has it up at the top of the first days, and she actually has it in a frame. And it says, have you dressed? Have you put on your socks and shoes? Have you made your bed? Have you brushed your teeth?
Yeah.
Come on down, have breakfast. And then the bottom says, come on down, have breakfast. And if they don't, she sends them back up. She says, read your list and then come down. Her kids never come downstairs.
You see, I only have my stairs now. So the girls are only getting their bedrooms now.
Okay. Yeah, right.
So like they're downstairs. It's all on the one level.
Right.
And hopefully now by Christmas, it'll all be finished.
Yeah.
And I'll be able to say, finally, get up to bed. Like, you know, that kind of. It will be a little bit easier, I think, once they have their own little bit of space upstairs.
And so, will you be sleeping upstairs as well?
No, I got two bedrooms put upstairs and a bathroom.
Oh, very good.
I have two bedrooms downstairs. So it's
grand. The two boys go upstairs and the two girls go upstairs?
No, just two girls go upstairs. They have a room each. And then the two boys are sharing.
Oh, very good. All right, okay.
See, my daughter, one of them has that misophonia. She can't stand any noises around like that. Her room has to be closed. The light has to be off. And
your other little daughter hasn't got that.
Any noises, she can't stand snoring. She wouldn't sleep. She'd wake up anxious, like if she hears, you know, even. And you see, the other one has sleep apnea. So it just doesn't. So, they can't share him.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah, no, I get that.
It's
yeah.
hilarious, like. But
match made in heaven.
Yeah, they kill each other. But now I have to, for a New Year's resolution, mine's definitely going to be to eat well, be more patient, and enjoy our kids more. Because, you know, for Christmas in general, Christmas can be a very hard time for some people. And for this year, I just, do you ever have an epiphany where I've had friends who've lost children and stuff like that? And it's just, I just said, you just really have to enjoy your kids.
And they're small for such a long, such a short time.
Yeah.
Such a short time. And this is the only time that they have you to themselves. And you want to give as much of yourself to these children as possible.
And invest, because
before you know it, they'll be pushing you away.
Yeah, and I used to always think, you know, because we all have that part when you're a mammy, you're busy in the house, you're busy doing this, and you never feel like you have any me time. But I was kind of thinking, like lately, I was just thinking, a lot of the time when your kids are pestering you or annoying you, you know, when you're really, really busy, they're just really asking you, mammy, spend some quality time with me. Like, stop doing what you're doing. Doesn't matter if the house is a mess. Sit down and just, you know. Last week we were in my mum's house, for instance, myself and Avian, and the others are all out playing, doing homework, whatever. And we put one of Avian's favourite songs on. So I tied my hair in a helicopter, tied my hair in a pony at the front of my head. And I said, come on, we're doing the helicopter. And the two of us had ponies at the front of our head, and we were dancing in the kitchen, just swinging our heads around. This is really painting a mad picture of Anya. Anyway, she said to me the next day, oh, my dad was gas, wasn't it, last night when we were doing the helicopter? But I was often thinking how much something so simple meant to her.
Yeah.
They're the little things that you remember when you grow up. You kind of go, oh, my ma was mad. Like, you know, she was real funny, like.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that just spending silly time, whether it be arts and crafts or just, you know, just, I don't know. That is my one goal, is to be more patient. And I always, that's
more,
one thing,
more aware.
More aware. I'm always, that's one thing I've always prayed for anyway. It was patience and understanding. My mum always said to me, always pray for patience and understanding, Annie. And this year in particular, I've had an epiphany. I've backtracked off social media. I've taken, say, like I would say, just in the last month even, I've taken a huge step back from little things that were distracting me, from being properly present in my kids' lives. So that'll be the biggest thing for me now, is to keep that.
And when you were talking about your me time, do you know, like, everybody always keeps on pushing this me time, and you were saying, really what I want is us time.
Yes.
I don't want me time. I want us time, because these are part of me and I'm part of them, and I want us to be us right here and right now. And society is pushing that, is telling you not to have that time.
Yeah.
They want you to have your time. They want you to go off away from your children. And your children to be sitting on the telly or in the creche or with the mind or that, and you going off and you getting your hair done, or you going off for coffee, or you going off and you're dating that with your husband, or going off with the girls for the afternoon. Whereas you saying, I don't want me time, I want us time. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing for you to want us time.
Absolutely.
To do baking and to do arts and crafts and to do these little silly things that
but you know what
you
the,
don't.
The funny thing is, right, I do think there is a balance. Like everybody, every human being on the planet needs a time where you're just on your own, completely sad. For me, I love that time when I'm on my own because that's where I do most of me praying. Like I talk to God, for me as a Christian, just that is my time where I just ponder things and I get that time to think about what I need to do better. And, you know, so I do like that bit of time as well. But at the same time, I understand what you're saying about society nearly dictating to us that we need to kind of, you know, have that me time. And I know what you're talking about. But the funny thing is, if you spend that quality time better with your children, as in being present with them, as opposed to, you know, just the cooking, the cleaning, the homework, all that type of thing. If you spend that quality time, like what you're doing with your Advent tree and stuff like that with your kids, if you spend that time, you won't actually feel you need that me time as much because you're actually enjoying.
You don't need to escape anything.
You're enjoying
them. Yeah.
And you're not actually being that, you know, that authoritative mother role that you feel like, we all feel like we have to do. Like, you know, I suppose with the difficulties of getting up in the morning for school, like every house is the same and we all do it. And it's like a trap we've all fallen into. Yeah. It's all to do with, like, you know, obviously because most people now have huge mortgages or whatever. And, you know, they're not even having as many kids anymore. Like, it's all about, like, the house, the car, you know. And unfortunately, people can't afford to just be at home at times, you know, that kind of way. And which is sad, really. But it's the anger that we carry with us. We carry this anger then. And we don't enjoy each other. And you can see the reason why some families fall apart.
And touch your children. Touch them. Rub their heads, rub their face, put your hands on their shoulders. Do you know what I mean? Put rub their cheek. And these are more things that I'm going to do now this year.
Yeah.
Even though I would think I'm a very affectionate towards my children, not affectionate towards anybody else. I'm not a huggy person or, you know, people come up to you giving you hugs. And I'm not really into that. I'm not against it, but I don't know why people want to hug me. You hug kids. I don't hug people. But anyway,
okay.
I'm not against hugging, but I just can't see. I don't know why people are always hugging.
Okay.
I always thought it was a real American thing. No disrespect to any of our American listeners. But, you know, I didn't think it was. I'd sooner give people a salute or a nod or how are you? Or a wave. Or shake hands or something. I don't know. Hugs.
I know.
But my children. So it's important to show affection to your children, to sit them on your lap, to pat them on the head, to give them a cuddle, to give them a kiss on the forehead, to reward them with loads of cuddles, you know, when they come to you looking for it.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be gone very soon.
Well, here's an interesting fact, actually, particularly with women as well. It's been proven that when you hug, each hug you give a person, it actually boosts the immune system. Does something to, it releases the endorphins. It's really good for you. Hugging is good, Aoife. So even though you were saying you're not.
Who told you that? Where'd you read that?
My husband read it in an article and he showed me because, that, like you, I'm not overly huggy.
Oh, no. If someone gave me a hug, I'd hug them back or I'd kiss them on the cheek or whatever it was. I wouldn't push somebody away.
But you know what?
I think everybody just hugs all the time.
I hug
my kids. I put my arms out. The kids run to me and I squeeze them. And I love that. And I love them. Their tiny little arms squeezed around my neck. And they're trying to nearly strangle me. It was a joke. Yeah. Do you know when I try to strangle them then back or something. But they've squeezed them in their back. And I love that. But I don't know. I give my ma or dad a kiss.
Yeah, like, I know, don't get me wrong, like, I love a hug now, but for the longest time...
Come here on you. Come here. Come on.
I'll give you a hug. No, I do, but I did for, like, I mean, it's usually because I'm really busy or something, and then, you know, somebody coming to randomly hug you, I'm kind of like, okay.
Well, yeah, or someone hasn't seen you, I'm like, hi, Aoife, you look great, and give you a big hug.
But you see, I don't mind that. I do like a hug, I have to say now. But my hubby would be like, oh, I'm just only trying to give you a hug. I'd be like, oh, sorry. Yeah, okay, you're right. I have to stop what I'm doing.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, we'll hug more as a New Year's resolution. We're talking about hugging for way too long.
Yeah, I'm not hugging as a New Year's resolution.
Okay, we're going to be more positive, patient, understanding, lose weight.
On time.
On time.
Later. And be present. And in the moment.
In the moment.
Yeah.
Love your kids. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, Anya. Slán.
Slán.